Hey, Smatters.
Hey.
What's up, y'all?
Just playing my game.
Not listening.
I listen all the time.
Okay, well.
How was your week?
It was fine. I like the part where you called me a fucking demon and told me to go pray by my tree. Oh.
Well, you were being awful.
He was watching a movie, and Troy and I have like different movie preferences. He likes like the feel good, happy movies, and I like the.
Well, I've got to experience somehow.
I like the horror, violence, and all that. And he was watching something, and I was like, let's find another movie.
I was watching Under Siege.
It wasn't Under Siege. It was that lottery movie you were watching.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, let's find something else. And he was like, why don't you just go pray by a tree, you fucking demon? So he finished his movie. And that's how that...
I'm sorry you don't want to be happy and see other people happy. There's a few of those people.
I just like my horror movies. Horror movies, scary movies. Okay, so do you know what we are doing tonight?
I don't have a raging clue.
What we're doing tonight, and we've actually been here. We are.
Yeah,
it feels like hell, doesn't it? We are in Savannah tonight. There's been a murder in Savannah. And we're going to talk about the legend of 432 Abercorn Street.
Abercorn?
Yes. And
you should be talking about that damn hospital.
I know. I didn't even think about that. But then I was thinking of it because we've been to this place, y'all. And Troy has a story of his own he'll tell.
I don't have a story. It was just on our ghost tour, which I can't believe you don't remember it.
I remember our ghost tour. I remember that place. Okay, so I guess we're going to dive on in.
Oh my goodness.
Goodness. So this house is known by its address only, 432 Abercorn Street. But before the house was built, the land was used for something else.
Ruh-roh.
A lot of Savannah is built on forgotten graveyards of the Native Americans and the enslaved Africans.
Well, also, too, just regular, not just them. I mean, you got to remember the plague issue with the stagnated water and the mosquitoes and... You know, they filled up the hospitals and all that stuff, remember?
Absolutely. You were 100% right. So, this is why many believe that Savannah is a cursed city. It's haunted by a curse that has burdened the city with endless bloody battles of the American Revolution, the War of 1812, and the Civil War. This curse has plagued the city with outbreaks of yellow fever and cholera, and countless people have died from the curse, leaving many souls to wander around Savannah. With that being said, the house we're talking about was built around an area called Calhoun Square. This is a hotbed for supernatural activity, and one of the reasons being it was built on a mass grave site for slaves. Over the years...
Calhoun Square was?
Yes, okay. Calhoun Square.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. Over the years, it has witnessed suicides, murders, and disappearances. And it left the city filled with bad energy and darkness, filled with spirits of the soldiers, slaves, and Native Americans. So. As we... This may be a short episode. The house was built in 1866, and this is the first legend, y'all, okay? So take this with a grain of I do this every time. Take this with...
Job and shove it.
Stop. Take this with a grain of salt, because many say it's not real and many say it is, okay? But I do have pictures that kind of back it up, but then there's also...
Savannah is super, like, fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sunny, and you have a great time. But it's also you can almost feel an eerie vibe from it as well. So
for sure.
I believe anything you probably are about to say about Savannah.
Thank you. And see, in Savannah, we did another story. We did the Sorrel Weed House. And, you know, it's just, it's such an old town that there's definitely going to be something going on there. This house is kind of near and dear to us, as I said, because we have been to this place and we had an experience that we'll talk about later on. But it is a scary place. So the first legend is that it was built by General Benjamin Wilson. Wilson was a Civil War veteran who wanted to become a Savannah socialite after the war. Him and his family moved into the house in 1869, and soon after, Wilson's wife died of yellow fever. This caused Wilson to go into a Great Depression. All of his sadness from his loss turned him into a mean, bitter man, which caused him to take his anger out on his daughter.
Aww.
Yeah. He would punish her by not letting her eat dinner or by locking her in her room. And y'all, the stories that we're telling has some cruelty towards children. If, you know, this is something you can't hear, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that several of the stories are that way. So you may just want to wait till next week. If it makes you uncomfortable, that is fine. But I just want to give you guys a fair warning. Let's see. Keep in mind, this is right after the Civil War, and there was still racial tension and hatred in the air. Mr. Wilson's daughter was seen playing with the children from the Massey School. Now, one would think that's not a big deal. She's out playing with children, having a good time, doing her thing, being a kid. But the problem was that the Massey School was a school for the city's poor children, orphans, and African Americans. Now, I'm going to time out right here, because this school, a school like this was rare to even find, and it's a wonderful thing that these children were offered an education in this time period. Now, I did look up the Massey School, and it is now a museum that shows what old schools were like, and they have a lot of exhibits, and they do a lot of educational programs. So this school is so great, and with it still standing now and doing what it does, it's a wonderful place. It was not a bad thing at all. General Wilson was not happy about his daughter playing with these children, so he yelled at her and told her that she would never play with those kids again. But the very next day, she went right back to the Massey School and played with her friends. General Wilson found out, went and got his daughter. This time, she was going to learn.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The general took a chair and put it right in front of the window. The window where it was easy to see her friends playing. He forced his daughter to sit in the chair. He tied her wrists and he tied her legs to the chair. She was forced to watch her friends play for several days. He ignored her cries and her yelling, asking him to forgive her. Now, at this time, I saw in an article that there was a huge heat wave going on in Savannah. And also at this time, y'all, they didn't have air conditioning or electricity or anything like that. So basically, it was a greenhouse effect all hitting this little girl while she was watching her friends play. And he had her there for several days. She was not allowed to eat. She was not allowed to drink. If she had to use the bathroom, she just went. Okay. This was something terrible that he did. And it really infuriates me because no child should ever be treated this way. As I said, she begged him to forgive her. She would cry and scream. And, you know, finally one day, I guess the general decided she had had enough. So he was going to go check on her. He noticed that when he went inside that she was unconscious and tried to wake her up. She never woke up and she had died of heat exhaustion. He then realized how wrong he was and what he had done. He had killed his own daughter. Charges were never filed since he was such an important man. The crime was swept under the rug and was never reported in the newspapers. His daughter's soul never crossed over, and she decided to stay in the house. The general was devastated, and she kept appearing in front of him, her apparitions. It was his reminder of the monstrous cruelty that he had shown her and what he had done to her. He was devastated. So after 1 week, he went to his daughter's room with his revolver. The chair was still facing the window, and he sat down and pulled the trigger, taking his life in the same chair he took his daughter's life. So, now this is a story in Savannah that everyone knows. Many claim, as I said, it's not a true story. There are other records of the general, not even, like, living to be an old man, and there's, you know, some records of him having two girls, and they grew up and got married and all that good stuff. Now, everyone knows about it, though. Any ghost tour you go on, they will tell you this story when they get to the house. There are pictures that I will post on Instagram. And people have gotten pictures of a little girl sitting in a window. And I have those. As I said, I will post them. And she's always in the window. But, you know, I wanted to give that to y'all, but I also wanted y'all to know that it is buried, or there is a huge mass gravesite underneath the house, you know, on top of that. Even if this doesn't turn out to be true, there's plenty of reason for this house to be haunted. Okay? Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to get it all out. I want everybody to see what's going on here and let them decide for themselves if it's real or if it's not. I personally, when we went on the tour, I believe this happened. I know the person that was leading the tour was very adamant about it.
Is this the one that we couldn't go into the yard?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, and what Troy's saying is, when we did go on this ghost tour and you come to the house is vacant. Nobody lives there. But you have to stand across the street. They don't want you in the yard. They don't want you near the house because there's so much activity going on that they just tell you to stand across the street. Troy didn't listen. We'll get to that in a few. Okay.
Leave it to me.
Yes, leave it to Troy. So now we're going to jump to 1959. And there was a family living in a house. And I saw several accounts where it was a family that had two daughters that had invited another family over for the holidays. And they had two daughters. And then I saw that it was a family that invited a family over that had four daughters. Four little girls is basically what they're getting at. There were four daughters ranging in the age from 4 years old to 12. Okay. Now, you know, the adults would go out at night, you know, reminisce, do their thing. And that wasn't weird in that time period for a 12-year-old to stay home and babysit, right? I mean, 1959, that's not strange. Now I would... Absolutely, I have a hard time leaving our daughter at home by herself. But in that time, it wasn't strange. So the last night that their guests are there, the parents decide they're going to go out and, you know, just have one more night to hang out, do their thing. So they came home a little bit late. The parents would never be ready for what they found. They walked in and saw three of the girls brutally murdered. The girls were sliced open with their organs removed, and the bodies were twisted into a triangle. They later found the four-year-old in a closet, shaking uncontrollably. To this day, the murder has never been solved. Now, some I did read in one place that since the girls were in a triangle, that they blamed the Illuminati for it. I don't really see that. You know, just everybody's got stories for it. You know what I mean? There's going to be town, you know, the whole town, I'm sure, was talking at this point. So we're going to the 90s. In the 90s, the house was rented out to a bunch of college students. While they lived there, they heard pounding, heavy pacing, crying, and a lot of children giggling. Which, that's terrifying. A local resident said she can't walk past the house because of the negative emotion coming off of it. And one of her acquaintances lived there but disappeared, and some wonder if it was paranormal activity related to the house that caused the disappearance. They were never found. So, we are going to... Oh, and as I said... the house is vacant to this day. Now, the rumor is that the four-year-old girl that they found in the closet, when she grew up, she bought the house and she keeps it vacant. No one is allowed in the house. She doesn't want anything happening to her or to them, what happened to her, which makes me believe that, you know, it was a murder, but I feel like they saw something else too. She never said. But also with it being unsolved and all the other tragedies, she just keeps it closed and nobody's allowed in. Now there is another rumor that there is that the leader of Satan's church or whatever owns it. I saw that several places. Nobody really knows. And then I saw that there was an owner of the house, and they were very nice people. They're just very private. But as I said, the house is vacant. Nobody has lived there for years upon years upon years. So what I believe is that the four-year-old girl grew up and bought the house and keeps people away for their own safety. That's what I like to believe. What do you think? I love that. I don't love that her friends and sister got murdered, but I think that's a perfect end to the story, is that she's keeping the house where it can't hurt anybody else. So let's fast forward to maybe 2010, 2012, when Troy and Jen are in Savannah.
In Savannah.
Now, we were there on a nice little romantic getaway. I'd been to Savannah, but I'd never gotten to like walk around or anything. And we had a blast. We did several ghost tours. We did one ghost tour where it kind of took you around the city. And then we did another one where we got to stay a few hours in the Sorrel Weed House, which that was very cool and scary. Oh my gosh. We do have that episode. You can go back and listen to it. It's great. But we went on this ghost tour, and it was a wonderful ghost tour. I wish I could remember who the company was so I could give them a shout out. I don't. It's been years. But we went to the Abercorn House, and when we got there, nobody was allowed to go near. As I said, we had to stand across the street, and they told us, you know, the stories and everything, like I just told y'all about the house, and it was fascinating. I remember the very next day we were going around Savannah, and I could not stop staring at that house. I wanted to see something. It was such a tragic story on both the stories that you hear. It was such a tragedy, all these children, and I just, you know, I wanted to know more and more about the house, and we took pictures. I don't even know where those pictures are. Mm-hmm. But we did take pictures, and I'm sure if we find them now, maybe we'd be able to see something. I don't know, but I have no idea where they are. So, anyway, we're standing there, and we're listening, and then we get back to our room, and there's this weird phone case in my purse, okay? I was like, what is that? And, you know, Troy's like, what phone case is that? Where did you get that? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I have no idea. So, we get home, and what happens to you?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
I think you do. Weird things start happening at our house after the trip, okay? Troy has never once in his life had sleep paralysis, but when we got home, I've never seen him so terrified. He was held down. He said, "You're awake, right?"
Yeah, I think I was awake.
And he couldn't move. I've never seen him so scared. And strange things started happening in the house, like, you know, footprint, or you could hear people walking or whatever. Just weird, you know? Come to find out, Troy went in the yard and found that phone case and thought it would be funny to put in my purse as a joke. So he slipped it in my purse when I wasn't looking. He brought something back from the house.
Whoops.
He's getting a look from me right now, y'all. But as soon as we, you know, all this stuff was going on, it kind of hit us. You know, we just got back from Savannah. We took these ghost tours. And then, you know, I asked him, I was like, do you still have the phone case? And he was like, oh, yeah. And, you know, I was like, well, where'd you get it? In the yard of the Abercorn house.
Whoops.
Yes. So I was, oh my gosh, I was livid. I was like, listen, we have to salt that bitch and burn it. We'd been watching Supernatural a lot, y'all. Okay. So we Sam and Dean that shit. And we got rid of it. And as soon as we did, things went back to normal. It was all good.
There's still an explanation for it.
What?
I don't know.
From the phone case?
Yeah, there's got to be a scientific explanation.
Stop it. You know that makes me mad. Because, y'all, I am 100% sure that he brought something back with us. Because we, you know, they were very, do not go in that yard. Do not go near that house. Do not touch anything around that house. You know, they were serious. And it wasn't because, you know, there was an owner living there. No, because nobody lives there. They just didn't want you to get hurt. It was for your own safety that you do not go to that house. So, I don't even know how you got over there.
I don't remember either. But I did.
You did. You did get over there, and you found something, and you're like, I'm going to put it in her purse. So, anyway, I started looking, I was trying to find some accounts of other people, and I found some, and they were actually on a personal blog, so I didn't know if it'd be okay to talk, you know, to show those, but I did read some, and a lot of people posted pictures of what they took when they went on the ghost tour. Many people had the same story, because, you know, when you go on ghost tours, if you've never been on one, you just take pictures. You're like constantly, because you never know what you'll get from one frame to another. So you'll take one of something and then you'll take another picture of the same exact thing like a second later, and you could get something in that picture, which is what these people did. In a lot of pictures, there's a little girl looking out the window. She does not leave this window, but they all said they had taken pictures of the window before and nothing was there. So I don't believe that it was something that was propped up in the window. And it's clear as day. And I'll, as I said, I'll post them. But I do believe, you know, it is a little girl. And that's what makes me believe that some of these legends are true. Something happen, and I believe that, you know, when you hear legends, I believe that there's at least something that is true to make people say that. And, you know, also, this was the 1800s, and people have retold this story and retold this story and retold this story. It means they probably added a little bit more to it each time, bringing it to what it is today. But it started somewhere with a little bit of truth, and I believe that that little girl is in that house. What do you think?
I think so, too.
You think so, too? But, and, you know, it's also Savannah, y'all, which, if you ever get a chance to go to Savannah, like Troy said, it is so beautiful. It's got so much history, and...
And that little strip, you know, by the water with all the bars is pretty fun, too.
Absolutely. It's just, it's such a beautiful place. Every house there is so old, and there's some kind of ghost story, pretty much. And it's very cool if you're, you know, obviously you're into that kind of stuff if you're listening. But, it's such a beautiful city. It's one of my all-time favorite cities to go to. I know we had an absolute blast when we went.
Mm-hmm.
And we even got on a trolley during the day because it kind of takes you around town and you can hop on and hop off or whatever. And we were sitting, and that's where part of Forrest Gump was filmed, where he was sitting on the bench. Remember?
Yep.
And we were sitting on the trolley waiting to go, and this actor that's dressed up like Forrest Gump hops on the trolley.
Yeah,
and
that
it
was really cool.
It was so cool. I was like, oh my gosh, it's Forrest Gump. But it's a lot of fun. If you're not into the paranormal, it's still a fun town to go to. They've got so much going on, and it's just, it's a wonderful place. And Savannah, we love you guys so much. Y'all are amazing. And but yeah, all about the ghost stuff there. They've got books, anything you could possibly want. And the food is fantastic. Now, we've got so many other buildings to cover in Savannah also. So this is not going to be the last time we touch base on Savannah. So we will be back in this part sometime soon. Because I've got another story about a dog. About a dog. And we'll talk about that another time. But make up your mind about what you think about what happened at this house. Check out the Instagram at Supernatural Smut Podcast. I'm going to post pictures of the house and some of the ghost pictures. Oh yeah, what I was going to say was, I start talking and I don't know when I'm going to stop. But when I read some of the accounts, as I said, the people posted pictures, and a lot of them got pictures of the little girl. But a lot of people that stood too close to the house got very sick also. Several people passed out, and when they were moved away from the house, they were fine. A lot of people were overcame with just dark emotions. They just felt really sad and, you know, angry. And this house does something to people when they get near it. And I saw a lot where the cameras would stop working. And I was trying to remember if our camera stopped working, because I know in one of the things we went to, our camera started acting up.
Yeah, it seemed like I remember that too.
But I'm not, we went on so many places that I don't remember where it was. But
yeah, we went to a lot of places then. It was fun.
Yeah. I did, like I said, read several accounts where people did feel nauseous. And then one lady, here's one of them, I thought it was really interesting. One lady went on the ghost tour, and she went home after and went to sleep, and she dreamed she was in the house, and the little girl came up to her and kept telling her it was going to be okay. It was going to be okay. And she grabbed her arm, and the lady woke up and her arm was freezing cold where the little girl grabbed her. So I thought that was kind of a neat experience to share for everybody to read. But that is the story of,
are you gonna stick to
it? I'm gonna stick to it. That, well, that is the legend of 432 Abercorn Street. And I hope y'all enjoyed it, and I hope that y'all go visit, because you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So much fun.
Don't take anything from the yard over there, though.
Don't take anything from the house.
Even if it looks modern, it's, don't.
It's got something attached to it. Stay across the street, y'all. And if you get a chance, go visit that Massey school because they do wonderful things. So, I guess that is it. Everybody make good choices and have a wonderful week. Anything?
Carmen Bra.
And a fuck you, Barry. And we are good to go. We will see you guys Sunday. Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.